In my youth, I was an insolent atheist, and I would often ask Christians with derision, "What do you mean that Christ is our Savior? What exactly do we need saving from?" Of course, only someone who has never stood filled with grief over the grave of a loved one could ask that question. But nearly everything in our culture of the new barbarism now conspires with cynicism and irony to keep just such an adolescent sneer perpetually on our lips. What do we need saving from? Holy Job knew the answer to that question. Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of hirelings? He is a slave who longs for the shade, a hireling who waits for his wages. So I have been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. They come to an end without hope. The stark realism of Job's analysis is that to live is to suffer, and to live long is to suffer much. And then we die. And if that were the last word on human existence, then grim stoicism would be the most sensible philosophy of life, although it would always have competition from hedonism, whether of the debonair, libertine, or murderous varieties. But Job's analysis is not, of course, the last word on human existence. The last word comes from the eternal word, the word of God, who spoke to us in the Psalms long before he was made flesh. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing praise to our God, for he is gracious. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. This is the same Lord who, in the fullness of time, became the Son of Mary and preached the gospel of the kingdom and healed the sick of all infirmities of body, mind, and soul. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us to redeem us from the grave, and his miracles or signs revealed his mastery over nature and his command over all the fallen powers of the cosmos who wage war against the goodness of God and the majesty of his eternal plan of salvation for the entire human race. And at the heart of that eternal plan of salvation is the stupendous news that God himself would save us from sin and death and give us a share in his own divine life by becoming man, by suffering and dying for us, and then by rising in glory to reveal the life of grace in his church, the grace which by word and sacrament unites us to the Lord Jesus through faith, hope, and love until the end of days. Friends, as Job knew, we must all suffer and die. And so, we do need a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And that is why all who are born again in holy baptism are compelled with St. Paul to preach the gospel that Jesus Christ is Lord.